The passage in the Bible this afternoon.
那我们下午用踏寻以利亚受差遣的行踪，我们来查考。
The topic will be a seek and follow the footsteps of Elijah who was sent by God.
在旧约里面有很多的先知或是神的工人，都是有的从还没生下来，神就应许他们要怎么样，然后一直到他们死埋葬都有记载，像撒母耳。
In the Old Testament era, many of the prophets, their life passage were actually recorded in the entire Bible.
那以利亚呢？他是在旧约里面一个很特殊人物，他好像没有头也没有尾。
Elijah is a little bit a kind of special character because we can not find the beginning of his life passage and nor the end.
因为在列王记上十七章，他一出来就是一个神的先知，要站在历史的舞台上面传神的警告。
In 1 Kings chapter 11, the story started as Elijah is the prophet of the Lord.
最后呢，他也不见死，他就被接升天了。
And we all know that Elijah later on was taken up to heaven.
我们每个基督徒也应当是这样子的。
And we as a Christian should try to do that as well.
以利亚他在一生里面最重要的就是受差遣这三个字。
And throughout the life of Elijah, it can be concluded in a short statement that is sending by God.
以利亚如果不能跟这个受差遣分开。
The life of Elijah cannot be differentiated from the phrase sending by God.
那我们今天下午来看看以利亚他在一生里面怎么样受差遣。
This afternoon we'd like to examine deeply how did Elijah was sent by God.
他的一生的目的，一生的最主要的行踪就是受差遣。
And since his entire life is a matter of being sent by God.
那我们被神拣选的也是这样子。
And we as the chosen people of God, should be also be ready to be sent by God.
我们活在世上，神一定有给我们差遣的事情。
While we live in this world, there are things that God wants us to do.
就是我们要完成的工作。
And these are the missions that we ought to accomplish.
神差遣以利亚，一开始帮他传完警告之后，神就跟他讲。
So right after Elijah sent the warning to the people, and then God told him that.
列王记上十七章二十一节第二节以下，他就这样说。
And it's recorded in First Kings chapter 11, verse 2 and on.
神对他说：“说你离开这里，往东去，藏在约旦河东边的基利西旁。”
And God instructed Elijah to go east and live or hide in the area right besides the river.
这是神第一次对他的差遣。
And that was the first mission that God assigned to Elijah.
差他往东去。
And that is told him to go east.
因为以利亚他一生工作的场所呢，是在以撒玛利亚为中心。
Most of the Elijah's work environment is around Samaria.
因为他是那个撒玛利亚是亚哈王的首都。
Because Samaria at that time was the capital of King Ahab.
他一出来就是在那里向国王传警告。
So right away Elijah was sending warning to the king.
传完警告，神就说你往东边去。
And then after that, God instructed Elijah to go east.
去藏起来。
And hide yourself there.
神没有差他去做什么大功或是做什么大事。
And God did not send him to do any great things or perform any great miracles, but just told him to hide himself.
去藏在约旦河。
That it is hide besides the River Jordan.
我们知道神在那边用乌鸦养他。
And we all know that God fed Elijah by sending ravens, give him food and drink.
以利亚甘心受差遣去藏在那里灵修。
And Elijah was willing to accept the God's assignment, and he hid himself there and spiritually cultivated himself.
在东边，他断绝了物质的享受的欲望。
And at that remote place, his physical desire was completely cut off.
一个大先知要看小乌鸦来吃饭。
And Elijah, who was once the great prophet, now has to rely on ravens to bring food.
所以他在东边。灵修成功了之后，神就叫他说：“又再次差他。”
So after he had cultivated his spirit well enough in the east, God sent Elijah again.
因为这故事我们很熟悉, 我们就不再一一的换圣经。 那在列王记上17章8节到24节, 神又向他说了。
And later on in the book, God again told Elijah something.
说你去西顿的撒勒法那里去。
He said, go to Sidon's of Zarephath.
西顿撒勒法这就比较远了, 这是在北边。
This place is up north, a little bit further away.
他从约旦河东的, 在那里要到西顿撒勒法, 至少300公里以上。
And from the east of River Jordan to Zarephath, we are talking about 300 kilometers.
他也没有讲说为什么, 也没有问说怎么去, 他就去了。
And Elijah did not question God for its purpose, and he just went on his way.
他就去寡妇的家, 被寡妇来养。
And he was there and fed by the widow.
在那里我们也可以晓得, 他第二次的受差遣是往北边去, 去跟一个寡妇同住。
So we know that the second time God sent Elijah was to go up north and to live with this widow.
我们有时候当 单独一个人领袖的时候，可能可以祷告很久， 可能可以看圣经很久。
And sometimes when we try to spiritually cultivate ourselves, we may study the Bible or pray for a very long period of time.
但是说不定很难跟别人相处啊。
But we might have hard time dealing with the others.
有人单身可以过着很好生活， 一结婚的话天天吵架。
Some people live very fine in while he was a single, but then when he got married, he would quarrel with his spouse all the time.
神要他去跟一个寡妇跟他同居。
But here, God sent Elijah to live with a widow.
就是受他来养。
And that is, the widow will feed Elijah.
一方面让他训练他的谦卑。
One point is to train the humility of Elijah.
当然最重要的训练他的圣洁。
And of course, another point is to train the purity of Elijah.
所以到最后这位妇人说, 我看出你是圣洁的神人。
The widow said to Elijah that I can see that you are the man of God.
并且我们也看出来到最后他又得到神的力量。
And we know that Elijah also received strength from God.
这位寡妇有一个儿子, 后来死了。
This widow has a son, and later on he died.
当然这位寡妇心里很着急。
And of course the widow feel very urgent.
就抱怨了说如果你不来的话我好好的你一来呢神想起我的罪过来你看都是你害的。
And she said, well, before you came here I was okay, but now you here and God see my transgressions in the past.
这位寡妇没有想说如果这位神人不来的话他老早饿死了。
But this widow failed to realize that if it wasn't for Elijah, she would be starved to death already.
但是这位神人默默不讲一声就把孩子抱去祷告神让他活过来。
But we all know that later on Elijah took the child and prayed for him, and the child resurrected.
所以在神差他往北的这路程当中，以利亚也训练成功。
So Elijah was well trained on his trip to the north.
这两次都是神差遣他去的。
And these two incidents is from the fact that God sent him to go to a specific assignment.
那过了之后，时候到了。
A little bit later on, the time has arrived.
神要用他了。
And God wanted to use Elijah.
不是一直藏在溪旁，也不是一直藏在寡妇家。
That is, Elijah will not hide himself by the river or hide himself in the house of a widow.
我们请看列王记上18章第一节。
Please refer to 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 11.
过了许久， 到第三年，耶和华的话临到以利亚说：“你去使亚哈得见你。”所以这时候神又差遣他了。So
here, God sent Elijah again.
叫他要去见亚哈王。
And told him to go see King Ahab.
这是第三次的差遣。
And this is the third time that God sent Elijah.
这一次的差遣，他是在加密山上。
And this assignment took place in Mount Carmel.
蛮近的啦，就是在西边而已。
It's fairly close, just right by the brook.
在西边，他要展开神伟大工作的一个开始。
And that is just the beginning of how Elijah demonstrated the great work of God.
这时候亚哈王也找了他，苦苦找了三年，找不到他。
And King Ahab has already looking for Elijah in the past 3 years.
全国正陷在一个苦难当中。
And but now the entire nation was under a great distress.
这国王全世界当时世界去找，找不到这个人。
And the King Ahab sent all over the world to look for Elijah, but couldn't find him.
这国王一定很气这个先知了。
So we can see that Elijah really wanted to capture Elijah badly.
抓到至少砍头。
So it could be understood that if Elijah was captured, he will be beheaded.
因为亚哈是当时一个强盛的国王。
King Ahab was rather powerful at that time.
强国才有外交。
And only a strong nation can establish good relationship with the foreign nations.
他国内找不到这个人。
Because he couldn't find Elijah within his own kingdom.
派到国外去找。
He even sent messengers to foreign nations to look for Elijah.
邻近的国家如果找不到的话，就要去找国王，要国王说发誓说这个人不在我们这里。
And he would even ask the king of another country to swear that Elijah is not in their kingdom.
亚哈王是蛮霸道的，但是他国力也蛮强的。如果他国力差的话，不可能这样子的。
We know that this is a dictatorship like of a practice, but we can also see that his kingdom was rather powerful at that time.
因为当然当时的全世界都找不到他。
So he looked all around the nations around him, and he couldn't find Elijah.
这时候神叫他说你要去见亚哈王。
But here, God instructed Elijah to see King Ahab.
神让他去见。
That is, God instructed Elijah to see the king.
在这个时候，神呢，透过一个默默没有名的一个近前的一个人来告诉他。
And God spoken through a very humble but non-recorded person in the Bible.
这就是亚哈的家宅厄巴底。
That is Obadiah.
厄巴底他说他是从小敬畏耶和华的。
Obadiah, he has been fearing God ever since he was little.
以利亚对那个厄巴底说：“你去跟你的国王讲，我要去见他。”
And Elijah talked to Obadiah, said, "I will go see the king."
这个厄巴底不敢啊。
But the Obadiah dare not to do so.
他说：“我国王。”全当时的国家全部里面找不到你，外国也找不到你，这样找不到你一个人，那现在我要去说你要见他，等一下你又被神提走，那我投不掉了。
The Obadiah thought that well, the king has been looking for you in the past 3 years, but couldn't find you. He's very angry with you. Now, if you tell him that I want to go see the king, but if God protects you, then I will be killed by the king instead.
在亚哈王没有见到他之前，这个厄巴底就向以利亚讲了一个很重要的一个指令。
And before Elijah met King Ahab, Obadiah say something very important.
就在十八章的十三节。
And it is recorded in chapter 18, verse 13.
说耶和华耶洗别杀耶和华众先知的时候，将耶和华的100个先知藏了，每50个人藏在一个洞里，拿饼和水供养他们，岂没有人将这事告诉我主吗？所以这是当以利亚还没做圣工之前，这个默默无名的厄巴底向这个伟大的工人所发出的警告。
This is the warning recorded in verse 13 that Obadiah gave Elijah prior to his meeting to the king.
警告别人的先知也要受警告。
And this warning is not just for Elijah, but also for other prophets.
这厄巴底可能人很客气。
And this Obadiah, of course, is probably a very modest person.
他是从小敬畏神的。
And he feared God ever since he was little.
他说，岂没有人将这事告诉我主吗？
Recorded in verse 13, he says that verse 13, haven't you heard, my Lord, what I did while Jezebel was killing the prophets of the Lord?
意思说你应该知道的啦。
And it's implying that, well, you should know this.
但是以利亚可能很健忘。
But we know that it is possible Elijah do not have a good memory.
或是他看到这一群无知的百姓，他这时候心里很着急，就忘记了。
Or maybe his heart was burning for the ignorance of the people.
所以当他见到这些百姓没有什么反应的时候
，So when Elijah sees that people show no reaction at all.
所以我们看十八章的二十节。
Please read verse 20 of the same chapter.
亚哈就差遣人召聚以色列众人和先知多上加密山。以利亚前来对众人说：“你们心思两意，要到几时啊？若耶和华是神，就当顺从耶和华；若巴利是神，就当顺从巴利。”众民一言不答。他面对了这一群茫然无知的百姓，他这里说心里可能很着急。
Verse 20. And 21, when Elijah was facing the people of Israel and urging them to turn back to God, and yet the people did not reply, we can imagine the burning inside the heart of Elijah.
我们看二十二节。
Please read verse 22.
以利亚对众民说：“做耶和华先知的只剩下我一个人，他真的是睁着眼睛说瞎话。
”And verse 22, Elijah says, "Say to them, I'm the only one of the Lord's prophet left." We know that is a outright lie.
或是他健忘。
Or maybe he simply forgotten.
那在这里可能就是他因为一时情急，心里太热切讲出来的这种话。
Or maybe his heart was burning for the people, and he just he mistaken the statement.
刚刚神才差遣一个很近前的人来跟他说，没有人告诉我主吗？还有一百个人。
Was just a little while ago, Obadiah was telling Elijah that there was another 100 prophet hidden in a cave.
所以以利亚他自己的灵修的好，这时候影响不了百姓。
So even the high spirituality of Elijah has no effect on the faith of Israel.
这些百姓的无知对这个灵修好的这个神人来讲的话，同样是无知的。
The ignorance of the people remains ignorant despite the high spirituality of the man of God.
所以他只剩下我一个人，这以利亚他讲出这句话是他失败的开始。
So when Elijah says, I am the only one of Lord's prophets left, and that statement recorded or triggered the downfall of his spirituality.
加密山上是神荣耀的彰显。
Mount Carmel is the place where God demonstrated His power and glory.
是神旨意成全的时候。
It is the place where God fulfilled His will.
但是是这个被神藏了两次的这个神人先知以利亚失败的开始。
But this also marked the beginning of the falling of Elijah.
虽然他这之前有很好的灵性。
Even though prior to that, he cultivated himself very well.
虽然他被差遣往东边去，他能够断绝物质的享受。
First, he was sent to the east, and where his material supplies were totally cut off.
虽然他在北边能够谦卑，能够圣洁，能够得到能力。
And up north, he was able to humble himself and remain in purity and receive power from God.
但是他忽略了神借这个小人物对他的这个大先知这个警告。
But he failed to acknowledge the warning of this obscure character in the Bible, which sent him a very important warning.
神的旨意成全了。
And the will of the Lord accomplished.
加密山上，神降下天火来。
And the Lord sent down fire from heaven to consume the offerings.
所以三十九节这边看说，众民看见了就俯伏在地说：“耶和华是神，耶和华是神。”
Therefore, in verse 39, when all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried, "The Lord, He is God, the Lord, He is God.
让百姓俯伏在地，存敬畏心的不是以利亚，他很伟大的领袖。
The very fact that the people fell down and worshiped God has nothing to do with the fact that Elijah had very high spirituality.
也不是他很英雄气概的说，只剩下我一个人这样的勉励。
Nor he proclaimed that he was the only prophet of the Lord left.
让百姓能够承认耶和华是神的，就是天上这把火。
The very fact that the people were able to acknowledge God was that the fire from heaven came down and consumed the offerings.
这是神他自己旨意的成全。
And this is the work of God's own will.
神的工作成功了，但是这个神人败坏了。
The work of the Lord was accomplished, but the faith of the prophet was falling.
所以我们看到为什么他在之后为什么会兵败如山倒，为什么一下子会在罗盆树下求死呢？
So this gives us a clear indication of why later on Elijah will even ask for dead underneath a tree.
在加密山上，这是神对他第三次的差遣。
Mount Carmel was the third assignment that Elijah received from God.
他还是带领百姓祷告的一个好的先知。
And he was a prophet who led the Israelites to the right directions.
但是做完圣工之后，他没有再求神的旨意。
But after he accomplished his work, he did not ask for the will of the Lord.
第一次、第二次被差遣。
First and second assignments.
第三次也是被差遣。
Third time, he was also sent by God.
都是顺利，并且神也在他身上完成所要做的工作。
And his mission was very successful, and God's work was able to complete.
当他第三次从加密山上下来的时候，他自己跑的。
But on the third time, after Elijah finished his work on Mount Carmel, he went down from the mountain himself.
虽然我们看到在结束一段工作之后，看到神人充满了能力的奔在人间大道上面，一副力量与荣耀的这个图面，但是我们看到他是跑到城门去了。
First we pictured the scene of Elijah who demonstrated the mighty power and glory of God, but at the end of the scene Elijah ran down to the city gate.
他进入到国王的下宫里面去了。
And he even entered the lower court of the king.
他进入到欢呼的城市里面去了。
He entered the city filled with joy.
他进入到众民夹道欢迎英雄回来的这个行列里面了。
And he was among the people who praise and parade the salvation of the Lord.
这时候他更糟糕了，他被恶者找到了。
And the worst thing is yet to happen, that is the evil one discover Elijah.
所以十八章跟十九章结尾的交接之处，我们看出来他为什么败得那么厉害。
Therefore, from the end of chapter 18 and the beginning of chapter 19, we can try to find the clue of why later on Elijah fell so bitterly.
亚哈王用全国的力量在当时世界找不到一个人，现在很简单被找到。
King Ahab tried to look for Elijah all these time, but now he found Elijah right away.
所以十九章第一节这么说。
Therefore, on verse 1 of chapter 19, it says,
亚哈将以利亚一切所行的和他用刀杀先知的事都告诉耶洗别。第二节。
Verse 2,
耶洗别就差遣人去见以利亚，告诉他说：“明日约在这个时候，我若不使你的性命像那些人性命一样，愿神明重重的降罚于我。”国王用全国力量。当时世界找不到一个人，皇后简单的派人去就找到了。
King Ahab used the resource of his entire kingdom, couldn't find Elijah. But here, Jezebel just simply sent a messenger, and the messenger somehow found Elijah.
本来是被神隐藏的以利亚，现在自己凸显。
Elijah previously was hidden by the Lord, but now he was in public.
被恶者找着了。
And right away he was discovered by Jezebel, who is the evil one.
所以第三节才有说, 以利亚看见这光景就起来逃命了。
Verse 3 recorded, Elijah was afraid and ran for his life.
这是他自己逃的, 神没有猜他。
Notice that he ran for his life, and he that was his own deeds, that God did not send him to run for his own life.
人的能耐只是一天而已了。
And of course, with his own strength, how far can he run?
所以逃一天就想死了。
So after he ran for one day, he asked God to die.
他本来想说他是天下第一人呢。
Just a moment ago, he thought he was the only prophet of the Lord.
他在百姓面前说，只剩下我一个人，这种话是很有气概的。
And as the statements clearly indicate, I am the only prophet left.
是一夫当关，万夫莫敌的这种英雄。
And he has the tendency to claim himself to be the only hero who could defeat an army of 10,000s.
听了人家，让人家很感动的。
And he was making a statement to move the people.
哪里晓得不是这回事啊？
Unknowingly, or little did he know, this is not so.
因为他以前以为天下只有我一个， 哪里晓得他现在感觉不对啊， 我还比不上我的列祖。
Just a moment ago, he thought he could defeat anyone with his own strength, but now he's saying, Oh Lord, I'm no better than my ancestors.
既然比不上别人就死掉算了。
And since I'm no better than my ancestors, I might as well die.
神是怜悯他的。
But God has mercy on him.
神两次的让他吃，让他喝。
Twice God provided food and drink for Elijah.
他个性也蛮是蛮犟的。
And Elijah is rather stubborn.
他起来应该先祷告说，神啊，我要去哪里？
And when he woke up, he should say, You should ask God, say, Lord, where should I go now?
神给他能力，他自己又跑了，往南跑。
So God gave him power, and he ran south.
继续跑。
Ran south further.
我们看起来就好像说他这故事已经好像说他已经走到一个好的地步去了，其实不是。
It seems to us that the bad things has already happened. Now the things were looking up. But that's not the case.
他跑了40昼夜到了神的山，不是在那边灵修。
So he ran 40 days and 40 nights and reached Horeb, and he wasn't trying to spiritually cultivate himself there.
神给他能力。
God gave him power.
他没有问说神，我现在要去哪里。
He did not say Lord, where should I go?
他凭着自己的意思再往南跑。
So he ran south.
好吧，神就让你跑吧。
So God said, well, okay, if you want to run, I'll let you run.
他还蛮有能力的，跑了40昼夜。
So he ran 40 days and 40 nights.
这一趟路我们算起来的话，来回要一千多迈啊。
And this covers a distance of maybe 1,000 miles.
你有能力就跑吧，让你跑。
So God said, if you want to run, I'll let you run.
他跑到神的山，钻到洞里面去了。
So he was in the mount of the Lord, the Mount Horeb, and then he entered a cave.
是进到洞里面，住在山洞里面。
And he entered a cave, and he lived in there.
圣经里面山洞并不是很好的地方啊。
And cave is not exactly a very good place to live according to the Bible.
躲藏敌人的地方。
And it is usually the place where you hide from your enemies.
或是扫罗去方便的地方。
Or for instance, the place where Saul used as a restroom.
还有就是那个他们逃避敌人的地方。
Or of course the place where you hide yourself from the others.
那他就进了山洞里面去。
So here Elijah entered the cave.
神就问他说，你在这里做什么？
And then God asked Elijah, Elijah, what are you doing here?
他说他在山洞里面发热心。
And sarcastically, verse 10, he replied, I've been very zealous for Lord God Almighty.
他说因为以色列人背了你的约会了你的坛用刀杀了你的先知只剩下我一个人所以他刚刚在加密山上的话在这里重现了
and then he said Elijah have rejected your covenant broke down your altar and put your prophet to death and I'm the only one left so here he reinstated what he had just said
刚刚讲只剩下我一个人若是英雄似的在这里是可怜的
Previously, when he first said, I'm the only one left, it signifies his heroic determinations. But now, at this point, when he reinstates the statement, it is a rather a pitiful situation. This is a more sarcastic way of complaining to God. It serves as an accusation. Please refer to Romans.
看罗马书第十一章
Romans chapter 11
罗马书十一章第二节
Romans 11 verse 2
罗马书十一章第二节 神并没有弃绝他一生所知道的百姓 你们岂不晓得经上论到以利亚 怎样说呢 他在神面前怎样控告以色列人 说主啊他们杀了你的先知 拆了你的祭坛 只剩下我一个人 他们还要寻索我的命啊
So here in Book of Romans, we see the exact same statement was recorded.
先知本来是保民官，是保护百姓的。
A prophet has the title or has the responsibility of protecting the people.
摩西是百姓的中保，可以为百姓牺牲自己。
We know that Moses was the mediator of the Israelites to the extent where he was willing to sacrifice his own salvation.
我们看到这里的先知不是保护百姓，而是控告百姓。
But here Elijah, the prophet, not only he did not protect the Israelites, but rather appeal to God for their deeds.
没有替百姓讲好话，反而在神面前控告百姓。
Instead of protect the people of Israel, he appealed to God for what the Israelites had done. And he did not just do it once, but again and again.
在加密山上向他们宣布一次，现在又在山洞里面又控告两次。
On Mount Carmel, he accused them once, and now in the cave, he did it twice.
这是魔鬼的心态。
And this is very similar to the attitude of Satan. Satan is the accuser since the beginning of the world. Satan accused Job. And Satan also accused the high priest Joshua.
起诉里面又说魔鬼作孽的在神的面前控告神的百姓
And in Revelation also recorded that Satan accused the believers day and night
为什么神的先知会变成一个控告的先知
Why is that this prophet of the Lord now become an accuser
他自己显扬自己的吗
But he has revealed his own nature
所以往南的这趟路是他自己跑的
So he, this is because he ran all these journey out of his own will.
他看起来用一天的路自己靠着自己能力走了一天路往南跑，是他的能耐。
And he was able to rely on his own physical strength to run down for one day.
神怜悯他，再给他能力，他四十昼夜又跑往南跑，跑到神的山里面，在洞里面又控告百姓。
And God gave him strength, and he was able to run 40 days and 40 nights, entering the mountain of the Lord, and in the cave there, he accused the Israelites twice.
他这趟路走得很远，很辛苦。
And this is indeed a very long and laborious journey.
但是是多余的。
But this was an unnecessary journey.
浪费时间。
Nothing but a waste of time.
所以有时候我们 跑了很久，很累了，其实不是神的意思啊。
Many times we ran far and work hard for the Lord, but this may not be the will of God.
神再次要差遣他。
And God once again wanted to send Elijah.
在 律王记上十九章十五节。
First Kings chapter 19 verse 15。
神说你不要在这里了啦。
And God said, "Do not stay in this place."
说你回去，从旷野那里去大马色那里。
He said,
要高一个哈谢当亚兰王。
And verse 15, the Lord said to him, "Go back the way you came, and go to the desert Damascus, where you get there anoint Hazael, a king over Aram."
要高耶户做以色列王。
And also anointing Jeshu, son of Nimshi, king over Israel.
并且还要高以利沙，
当
先知接续你。
And anointing Elisha as the prophet to succeed your work.
这是本来神预定要让他完成的三件很重大的工作。
And these are the three great missions that God again assigned to Elisha.
高外邦王，高以色列王，还有高先知。
Anointing foreign kings, anointing king of Israel, and also anointing another prophet.
但是他硬着脾气往南跑，跑了一千多里，没有用的冤枉的路啊，好冤枉。
But previously he did not listen to God, and he ran more than 1,000 miles for nothing.
神才跟他讲。
And then God told him this.
说我为自己留下七千人。
He said, I have saved myself, or I've kept myself 7,000 who follow me one wholeheartedly.
在气愤的控告人的先知的眼里，只有一个人。
But according to Elijah, he thought he was the only one left.
在敬畏神的人的眼光看起来，有一百个人。
And to a person who feared against the Lord ever since was little, he thought there was 100 left.
但是在神的眼中，他为自己留下七千人。
But in verse 18, God says, "Yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel."
这趟路往南的这个路是他自己跑的，神没有差遣。他现在要回去，这段路是最难的，这段路都是旷野路啊。
So this southern journey, which Elijah ran out of his own will for nothing, now he has got a return, which actually the journey he was about to go is even harder than before.
所以以利亚一生受差遣的行踪，从往东、往北、往西、往南，我们都看过了。
So Elijah actually went through all four directions throughout his life.
他被神差遣就是被神隐藏。
And first, he was sent by God to hide himself.
他自己跑就是自己一个人立功。
And he ran by himself, and he thought this was his own work.
好冤枉的一条路。
What a waste of time.
但是他再来就不是往上就往下嘛。
But if he can't,
东西南北都跑过，现在就往上往下，只有这两个地方。
Since he already traveled east and westward, he can only go north and south.
那我们看《列王记下》第二章。
Please refer to Second King, chapter 2.
列王记下第二章第一节。
Second King chapter 2 verse 1.
耶和华要用旋风接以利亚升天的时候，以利亚与以利沙从基甲往前。第二节。
Verse 2.
以利亚对以利沙说：“耶和华差我往伯特利去，你可以在这里等候。”以利沙说：“我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。”于是二人下到伯特利。第三节。
Verse 3.
伯特利的先知门徒出来见以利沙，对他说：“耶和华今日要接你的师父离开你，你知不知道？”他说：“我知道，你们不要作声了。”第四节
，Verse 4，
以利亚对以利沙说：“耶和华差遣我往伯特利去，你可以在这里等候。”以下都是同样的反复，我们看到这里。
So from verse 2 to verse 4, it record how Elijah was going to Bethel and he asked Elisha to stay, but Elisha wouldn't stay, and so on and so forth.
这是神最后的一次差遣。
And this was the last assignment that that God gave it to Elijah.
神要用旋风接以利亚升天。
God was about to take Elijah up to heaven.
这不是秘密啊。
And it is not a secret.
因为第二章之后呢，就是讲这个事情。
Because the entire chapter 2 talk about this.
并且到哪里大家都晓得的。
And everyone even knows where is this going to happen.
但是对以利亚来讲的话，这是一次很重要的一个差遣。
But from Elijah's point of view, this is a very important assignment.
伊利亚学会了。And
Elijah finally understood.
在这里我们可以看到, 这段故事里面, 伊利亚是最主要的神的考生。
Here we can see that Elijah actually is the student that God wanted to train.
神要在这里考验伊利亚。
God wanted to test Elijah at this point.
神差他去击甲。
God sent Elijah to Gilgal,
去伯特利,
to Bethel,
去耶利哥,
to Jericho,
再到约旦河,
finally to River Jordan.
我们若把那地图量一量的话, 并且看参照那个当地的实在的地形的话, 这是一段很艰难的路啊。
If you open up the map, you realize all these four places form a very difficult journey.
神要在今天接你，就说你今天要把这路神走完。
And God says that I will take you up to heaven today, which means you have to finish the journey by today.
约旦河是离地那个海平面三四百公尺之下。
River Jordan was actually below the sea level by 3,000 feet.
这个先知神人要上上下下这样走。
So this prophet has to go up and down, up and down.
这段路至少七八十公里。
And this journey covers probably 80 or 70 kilometers.
用急心经一个钟头走六公里的路来走的话, 走十几个小时啊。
If you average his journey to 6 miles per hour, or 6 kilometers per hour, you would come out with more than 10 or even more than hours of walk.
神要差他往天上去，这是事实，也是大家都知道的，没有什么秘密的。但是不晓得在什么时候，在什么地点。
It is not a secret that God will take Elijah to heaven, but it's still unknown that when or where this is going to take place.
神差他去基甲，不在这个地方。
God sent Elijah to Gilgal, but that was not the place.
又差他去伯特利，也不在这个地方。
And then Bethel, again not.
又去耶利哥，也不在这个地方。
Jericho was also not the place.
我是这个先知，我会问说，神啊，到底要在哪里？你怎么这么做难人呢？
And if I was Elijah the prophet, it is reasonable for me to think that, oh God, just exactly where do you want to take me away?
讲得清楚嘛，不要故意刁难嘛。
Just make it fair and straight, you know, don't make me go up and down.
我们看这个神人，他完全无我的受差遣。
But here, Elijah completely obeyed God and just travel around.
他在这里也是很有爱心啊。
And he also has great love.
我们不要讲说他故意要把他的徒弟甩掉。
We should not say that, oh, Elijah purposely tried to get rid of all his followers.
因为他自己也不晓得要去哪里啊。
Because he himself wasn't sure where he's going to be taken up to heaven.
他到了基甲，他不晓得说下一站就是伯特利啊。
When he was a giggle, he didn't know that he would have to go to Bethel.
他可能对他的徒弟说：“你在这先等我，我当我真正晓得的话，再来讲吧。你跟着我，我也不想去哪里，前途茫茫。你跟着我，这跑来跑去也没有什么结果嘛。”
And the statement in verse 2 could be rationalized as I'm not even sure where I'm going, so why don't you wait over here? Once I know where I'm going, we'll go together.
这一段的真正的被考的人不是以利亚，不是以利沙，是以利亚。
Therefore, the student who's actually taking the test is not Elisha, but Elijah.
但是以利沙也是很信任他的师父。
But Elisha follow Elijah wholeheartedly.
他晓得师父在这时候是很困难的一个时候。
And he realized that his master Elijah is in a very difficult situation.
他是不是能够完全的顺服无我的受差遣？
Was it able to follow God's command and just complete his missions?
我们这里看到不是以利亚一个人在那里喊着说只有我一个人的时候了。
Elijah at this point did not reclaim the statement that I'm the only one left.
在这里我们看到一个很温暖的场面是恶人同行。
but rather we see a rather harmonious trip in which Elijah and Elisha traveled together.
师父爱徒弟,
the master was taking care of the student.
他的徒弟也是能够明白师父的心境,
and the student was able to understand what the master thinks.
如果我们平常人间的徒弟一定说, 你这个师父也是, 太刁难了。
And if we were normal students, we would say, this teacher is very picky.
算了, 不跟了。
Why don't just forget about it? I'll find another teacher.
这里不是, 那里不是, 那里不是。
I've been traveling all around with you and I see nothing.
但是我们可以看到, 在这个时候, 往天上去的这个路程呢, 他们都学会了。
But at this point, they have understood the true journey to heavenly kingdom.
最重要是以利亚学会了。
The most important is that Elijah was able to understand the true journey to heaven.
他完全受差,
that is completely obeyed to what God has assigned you to do.
所以从基甲到约旦河畔的这个路是非常艰难的。
From Gigal and all the way later on to River Jordan, this is a very difficult journey.
两人同行是这一段的一个温暖的一个场面。
And the fact that Elisha was with them, we can draw a very harmonious pictures of two traveling together.
是师徒也是同工。
There were teachers and students, but they were also co-workers.
他们两个手牵手完成了这个美好的这个考试。
And together, they passed the exam.
完美的通过了这个神任我任凭差遣的。
And they both were able to reach a stage in which they follow the God's command to do when God sent them to go any places. So Elijah has finally reached a state of perfection. And he was not alone. So Mount Carmel actually marked the failure or the beginning of the failure of Elijah.
但是也是神旨意的成全, 神的荣耀的彰显。
But this also is the place where God showed his glory.
当他学会了跟人同工的时候, 他是被牺牲天的时候, 也是他完全的时候。
And when Elijah knows how to deal with the others or work with the others, he has reached the state of perfection and he will be taken up to heaven.
以利亚所差遣的行踪就是你我的行踪。
And the journey that Elijah traveled through in his journey can shadow our journey today.
当我们接受神的差遣的时候, 我们是顺利的。
When we willingly accept the assignment that God gave it to us, we should obey.
当我们靠着自己的力量跑的话, 我们是多余的。
And if we obey, we can find success. But if we rely on our strength, we will find that our effort is nothing but a waste of time. If we can deny ourselves and totally accept the journey that God has planned for us, that is also the time that we can be taken up to heaven.